on air.
Yay. Can we, before we get into this, can we talk about your Amazon thing?
The fact that I got locked out of my Amazon?
Yeah, but you had to use your AIM email account.
I did.
It's mildly.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know. I haven't heard AIM email account in so long.
Well,
so it's like,
you're welcome.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
Everyone makes mistakes.
What was your AIM username?
What was it?
Yeah.
Cat Kevian Belly.
I like regret asking you.
It was a nickname.
Great.
Not the most cringy email I have.
Well, I guess now it's time to talk about the 2000s once again. We are going to start this shit off by talking about one of the greatest worst things to ever happen, Woodstock 99.
Which is really funny to me because this is a podcast about the 2000s. But it's like 99, so like close enough.
I mean, honestly, that's...
Every decade bleeds.
I mean, yeah, every year bleeds. Mm. Honestly, that's when, quote unquote, the 90s died. Mm-hmm. Was that day when white men ruined everything.
I'm really excited to talk about this personally because I just read some of the Wikipedia page, mm-hmm. and one article, so I can pretty much say I'm an expert on this topic now.
I mean, that's all you need, especially these days.
Like, I agree.
You don't need much. Mm-mm. You just need a quick search on Wikipedia.
Skim over the Wikipedia, and here we are with a podcast about it.
Can we talk about how ridiculous this lineup was of... People from Insane Clown Posse were there, Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette, DMX, Kid Rock, peak Kid Rock.
How did Insane Clown Posse get a following?
I
need to know.
That is an episode I don't want to do.
No.
Because Juggalos are the weirdest fucking people to exist.
I think I had a friend, like in high school, I think I had a friend bring them up and say, like, oh, like, they're really awful. And then I made the mistake of looking them up, and I was just horrified at the fact that they exist.
I knew someone...
I listened to 15 seconds of one song, and I was just horrified.
I knew someone who tattooed their logo on themselves, and it was fucking disgusting. Like, now I do not talk to that person, but it's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Juggalos exist. Pete Kid Rock... Red Hot Chili Peppers, when they were still drugged up, mildly. Who the fuck else? Korn, your favorite band ever. James.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it was your favorite band.
It was not my favorite band. I listened to Korn.
It was your band.
I think you just keep escalating this in your mind more and more, and like
you in black chainmail.
A couple months from now, you're gonna be like, Catherine has a Korn tattoo, and I'm gonna be like, I really don't. But
and
like
then you
this
do,
is a podcast, so
you don't
how
remember,
can I prove
because you were
that?
Drunk. Then James Brown performed there, which is like, I really don't have any words for that. I saw it. People seem to have had fun. I thought it was cool. Creed. Was awful. Creed was awful. Wyclef was awful.
Apparently Creed was a fan favorite in the 90s.
That's fucking stupid.
They were voted as the best band of the 90s.
What the fuck said that?
One of the articles I read.
That's
before
fucking stupid.
Here. I forget which one.
That's fucking
I mean, there
stupid.
Were only there were like two of them, so it's a lot to keep track of.
I don't know. They're no, that's not it at all. Mm. Aside from the bands, a lot of bad shit happened, but I want to talk about the good stuff first. Which there is very little.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember reading anything.
No, there is... Honestly, on paper, this seemed fun. Like, the lineup and everything. Like, yo, this looks like a good time. 30-year anniversary of Woodstock. On paper, it seemed fine. I just don't...
One article said that Rage Against the Machine and Sheryl Crow did very good performances.
Yeah. That I will agree with. Rage definitely killed it. Sheryl Crow always kills it. She's been killing
Obviously.
It for how long now? 20-odd years.
I don't know.
20-odd years.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
Fight me.
Are you a fan?
I'm Sheryl Crow.
You are Sheryl Crow?
I mean, I'm a fan of Sheryl Crow. Like
Kroll.
I am. shut up. I'm a fan of Sheryl Crow, like I am a fan of Korn, where it's like I listen to her and I enjoy it.
That's
I
fair.
Wouldn't call myself a super fan. Do I know anything about her life? No. I enjoy
but
some
now,
of her music.
Now I will tell people you are a big fan.
Wow, I can't
of
wait.
Of the Crow.
Tell them I have a tattoo of her face on my ass.
Alright, I got it. I don't know why I mixed that up.
Mixed what up?
I don't know. I thought, for some reason, you said tattoo on your ass of her face.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
You're right.
I thought you were out of it today, and apparently I am.
I am out of it.
Maybe,
I think we're both out of it. This...
Maybe it's just the fact that, like, your room is, like, 98 degrees in here.
Yeah. I can turn the fan on.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I mean, no. Bad for audio. Yeah, so honestly, this was on paper supposedly a great thing, but then it turned into white male rage all over the fucking spot. I hope we caught that on audio, you clicking the thing.
No one heard anything. I can go cut it out later.
I mean, yeah.
I'm a audio magician. That's a lie. I'm too lazy. This is a long podcast. I'm not going through all that.
Yeah, I know. It's, just,
it's like really important. I'll cut
it
out.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
Like, if I decide I need a bathroom break, I will go and cut that out.
Like, oh, fuck. So honestly, the best performances that happened, I will say Korn did really well. Like, Everyone Lost Their Shit, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage, DMX, Sheryl Crow, your mother, Sheryl Crow.
She is my mother.
She is.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Born and raised a Sheryl Crow.
She even called her house the Crow's Nest.
Did she?
I don't fucking know.
God, I hope she did.
I really hope so. I need
did.
To visit now.
I was going to say, don't just like raise my hopes up like that. And be
Could
like,
you imagine
nah.
after like an after party at like a musical event? Hey, where guys going? We're going to head to the Crow's Nest. Oh, is that a club? No, it's Sheryl Crow's house.
That's better than a club.
We're going to go to the
it's
Crow's
so
Nest.
It's so much better than the club. If I was invited to the Crow's Nest,
the Crow's
as
Nest.
In Sheryl Crow's
and every
house,
time,
I would
And every time like you ring
a
doorbell, it just goes, caw, caw. And she just
she
emerges.
She brings worms for everyone to eat.
Oh, my God. Regurgitates it into people's plates.
Hashtag Sheryl Crow conspiracy theories.
Oh, God. Are there some?
God, I hope so.
Oh, my God.
If not, I'm about to make some.
That is another episode of Sheryl Crow conspiracy theories.
Are we talking about ones that exist, or are we making them up?
I think we can make them up.
Cool, I'm
I mean, at this
that.
Point, we're in the age of, like, making that shit up.
We'll run out of ideas pretty quickly,
yeah.
I feel like.
She is a lizard. She's a lizard person.
I thought that was Avril Lavigne.
She's a clone.
That's fair.
She's a clone.
Is she not a lizard clone? You can be both.
Yeah. But I feel like you can be both, but why bother? You're either a clone or you're a lizard.
Are you saying it's like too much work to be both a clone and
yeah.
a lizard?
We completely detracted. We're leaning into towards like the conspiracy theory episode.
You're right. That'll be another episode. Conspiracy
yeah.
theories. Sheryl Crow.
Are they fake or are they fake? Who knows?
We'll never know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So.
I mean, it was the 20s? 2000s? What year is it?
It's 2008, Catherine. So.
I believed you for like half a second, too. Don't
yeah.
do that to me.
As much as I wanted to talk about the good stuff, there is not much other than, you know, the bands were going to do great.
That'd be a 5-minute long episode.
Yeah, but really,
like they did
but really we're here.
Once and the bands did good music.
But really,
like,
we're
wow,
here to talk about
them.
The horrible shit that happened. Like, during, so Red Hot Chili Peppers had a great set, and I watched most of it, and it's just Flea coming on stage fully naked, ball, cock and balls, all hanging out, jumping around, saying some shit, playing bass and doing he's an amazing player. And
that
then
does
the rest
not
of the
sound
band,
hygienic.
It's not. But, you know, why not? Killed it. Everyone lost their shit to Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is
not
very
the
weird.
Most unhygienic thing.
Could you imagine
happen?
Losing your mind on acid and Californication? It's fucking playing.
I have to be honest, I literally cannot.
No.
So, no.
I mean, I can't either. But they did. It's physically possible. And then at the end of their set, they played Fire by Jimi Hendrix. And then all
that
of a sudden.
That was when people set fire?
That's when people set fires. People set fires everywhere. They've set fires to cars. They burned down audio towers. They ripped off fucking panels of wood.
I saw that they were, like, flipping over cars.
Yeah, they were flipping over cars.
Yeah.
People set fire to, like, all the gas propane tanks off to the side and shit and a bunch of trucks, and it just exploded everywhere. And the main cause that everyone was blaming was just bros, white bros that were trashing the place.
I mean, like, I saw at least, like, again, this is one article that I saw this on, so, like, it may or may not actually be correct, but it said that no one died at Woodstock, and the fact that that
happened is so impressive. I beg to differ. Everyone died.
Well, okay, I mean, everyone died. Literally, physically died their heart and brain stopped.
No, but
that's what I'm referring to.
Someone should have.
Like, it said one person died a couple days afterwards after, like, passing out, having seizures during one of the concerts.
Fuck yeah.
And, like, then later, they ended up dying a few days later, and, like, they tried to sue, but it was, like, put as, like, an accidental death because they're like, oh, it was just overheating.
Yeah.
And, like, because he had, like, a bad heart and stuff. But then they tried to sue Woodstock because he, for, like, not giving enough water and the heat and, like, for not having enough medical resources.
What the fuck, yo?
Yeah, so he did die after having seizures and going into a coma.
Yeah, like the fact that nobody died is astounding.
Like, I mean, you're saying gas propane tanks got caught on fire and that didn't kill anyone. Like,
that didn't fucking kill anybody. Yeah. Like, the heat should have killed people because they were literally having a festival on tarmac on an abandoned airfield. And there's, like, videos of people hiding underneath, like, trucks just to get shade. And it's, like, one, it's already hot as shit. Two, with hot tarmac, it just elevates everything, like, 120 degrees.
And they say heat is actually the most, the cause of the most deaths for, it's like, weather conditions.
It's heat.
Yeah, it's because it's the silent killer.
Yeah, I mean, aside from carbon monoxide, but, well, like... Yeah.
But, like, I mean, like...
He's gonna fucking kill you. Yeah, people fucking die. Like, children in cars, animals in cars. Like, people can fucking die from this shit. And the fact that nobody died during this fucking thing is insane. Mm-hmm. But we can say that everyone did die on the inside.
Spiritually,
absolutely. Everyone died. The 90s died, you know.
Well, one thing said that apparently a lot of the fires were set by, like... candles and lighters that were meant to be done for, like candlelight vigil.
Oh my god, yeah. So that was during the Red Hot Chili Peppers set. They had a candlelight vigil, but then people just started setting fires.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that is, I'm sure that's poetic in some way.
What's more funny is that...
Someone write a song about it.
What's more funny is that after a day of losing your shit to other people performing, like Limp Bizkit, having a candlelight vigil, you're literally adding... fire to the fuel, as people are the fuel. And it's just, I don't know what the bright idea was.
Do you think the overall intelligence of the general population has gotten better since 1999?
It's it's safe to say that these people, like those people, have kids. Like now they, like these people are accountants. Some of them work in HR. You know, they might be your boss. I don't know. I think it just, like, Woodstock 99 happened at a time, like, right before in the election, and the 90s were going away, shitty bands were emerging, great bands were emerging, and it was just, I don't know, it was just a blend of so many emotions at that time, and just people exploded during a candlelight vigil.
Because what better time?
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever go up to a candlelight vigil and be like, you know what? It's time to get lit. Like, literally. Lit.
So, yo, get that it? Car looks flammable, right? Let's fucking do it. I mean, it's
cars
not...
Cars explode, too. It so many exploding things here. Why were there so many cars there?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's for, like, everyone working backstage and shit.
And,
that's fair. There was coverage on TV from MTV, and constantly people were throwing shit at Carson Daly. He was, like, reporting, and you just see bottles being hurled at him. And it was just like, this is not safe. The end, no one had fun.
Did you find any stories from people who, like, worked Woodstock?
Yeah. There was a guy I read, or he talked about, he was, like, a teenager, and him and his friends and a bunch of other people were really young, where this is... around the time when people started losing their shit was because it was hot and the food and the water was too expensive. So basically the prices all started at like $2 for water. And then a lot of the volunteers realized that we could get paid more if we start charging more and pocketing the money. And so slowly it started to emerge that, so it came from $2 and they were like, all right, let's go to $4. and then it would pock the extra two, and so on and so forth. And it got to a point that it was as high as like $9 or like $12 for a bottle of water, and food was like $12 for like a slice of pizza or some shit like that. And so that's when people started getting mad, and people started raiding all the vendors and trashing it because people, assholes like him, were charging too much and they pocketed the money. And the organizers found out and didn't pay them, but they made more than what they would have been paid. And I was just like, and he was just like, it's kind of my fault that this, a little bit, like we had a hand in it. So I'm just like, what the fuck, yo? Like, but honestly, it was poor organization on the whole
And I
thing.
mean, even in addition to the really expensive water, then they had the public water fountains, but the lines were crazy long, and people were so frustrated they started like breaking them. And apparently, at least one of the articles I read said that like they were broken so that way people farther on the line could also get it. So it was more of a like
Yeah.
more people could access it, but then it just created these big mud pits, and you couldn't really use it as a water fountain.
Half of it
So.
was like mud pits and also shit pits because they didn't clean out the porta potties.
Yeah, I said
They
those, and
didn't
the
clean out the
showers
porta
were flooding. Yeah.
potties.
Nasty.
There was a guy on Reddit that said like he was in a porta potty, and the moment he walked out, he was a minute away from being tipped over into that thing because it was full of shit, and he was like one of the last guys in it, and he got out just in time for the shit to be knocked over. And at some point, people were having mud fights, and then people started flinging shit at each other when they were near the porta potties. They just started flinging turds at each other and shit.
I hear things like this, and it makes me never want to go to a music festival.
Well, that can't happen anymore. Like that was honestly poor planning on the organizers, and not like there was no security. You know what I mean? There was no security.
Apparently there are 500 police officers, and a bunch of
Against like 200,000.
So like basically none, but technically there is security. But apparently they seem to have their hands full. And also, I was gonna say, like, while the organization was very poor, even like. The people were the ones doing stupid
Oh
stuff
yeah.
also. So
Oh
like the
yeah.
kind of people who are going to this, I'm like, would I want to? Because like people, those types of people still go to music festivals. Like
Yeah.
it's not Woodstock, they're better organized. So like that kind of
Yeah,
stuff
that
doesn't
will
happen.
99
But
will
you're
never
still
happen
around those
again.
people, and it's like, do I want to be around those people? Is it worth it?
It's not, I don't think it's as intense as that could have, like this was peak awful. Like it was the worst thing. Excuse me. It was the worst thing to happen in to end the 90s, honestly, which is why I believe that's what started the 2000s. That's where it began. Right when the 90s died at Woodstock 99, when people trashing that shit, that's what started it.
I feel like it was the, like, all right, we're burning this all into the ground, and then 2000 happened. It's like, all right, we're gonna slowly kind of rebuild. We're gonna try and start over a little bit, and hopefully never do that again.
I mean, yeah, like people learn their fucking lesson and to never do that shit again. Like having it was just like honestly, and the music mixed into it, the music, the weather, the high prices, people were fucking losing their shit, drunk and all this stuff, and then you bring an artist like Korn out and people are losing their fucking minds. It was cool to see people losing their minds. And then honestly, the one band that everyone blames for this shit to happen is Limp Bizkit. That they are the ones to blame for most of this shit happening.
I believe that,
Because
yeah.
they played Break Stuff and he literally told people to lose their shit. He's like, you guys ever feel blah blah, like you're not, he's like, just rage out.
This is your time to let
It's your
loose.
time to let loose. Just
Go
rage
burn
out. And
things.
then people were fighting in like circle pits, and women were raped in fucking mosh pits and like held down, and like people were sexually assaulted like fucking crazy. It's and I'm just like, really? And everyone, any video I've seen, blames them. And Fred Durst, to his whole idea, is just like, dude, I didn't do anything, man. I just what I saw was a beautiful amount of people, a sea of people, and I didn't do anything, man. I mean, they could blame me, whatever, but I didn't tell them to do that.
Oh, who was the one who said today there's an abundance of titties?
Oh, Dave Matthews.
Oh, God, classic.
Dave Matthews.
Like,
An
oh my
abundance
God.
of titties, which he was not joking about. There, it was hot, and like in any concert footage you see, there are plenty of topless women like on other people's shoulders,
Yeah.
just hovering there. I'm just like, it was a hot
It's just
day.
what a comment to make, and in the way that it's phrased is very much like, Regal walking out. Oh my, what today? There is an abundance of titties. And it's like, it's so
mild
formal.
Applause.
And then you get to titties and you're like,
mild applause.
What?
And just every guy in the crowd was like, yeah, tits. Which is honestly Woodstock in kind of a nutshell. Yeah, they really tried to recreate the first one.
Yeah, 69, right?
Yeah, 69. They really tried to create the first one, but I'm just like, that was a whole different. Everyone was like having fun.
Different era.
Before it was like during the war.
I say as an expert of the year 69.
I mean, honestly,
I was alive then.
I mean,
sure.
You didn't hear. You hear a lot of drug-fueled shit, but, like, nothing to the scale of, like, madness. And so, there is a beauty to this that Alanis Morissette was there to perform, which, honestly, anyone could ask for. And people were losing their shit to Alanis Morissette, which, I'm totally...
Understandable. Totally understandable.
Understandable. I just firmly believe that she was 30 years too late to that concert and, like, time-traveled to the wrong spot. Because she would have blended in real well to, like, the first one.
Yeah.
There is so much, like, the rapes, the sexual assaults, you know.
I mean, that stuff was honestly just really depressing to read about because, it was super messed up, like, some of those stories. And apparently out of, like, the over 40 people that got arrested, only, like, one person got
only
charged
one
with
person.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, I was just like, what in the living fuck? Like... There was a story I read that a guy and his dad, he was 14 at the time, they saw a woman crowd surfing, and then guys just started ripping her shirt off and ripping off her clothes, and it got to a point that she was screaming for help, but you couldn't hear over the music and shit like that, and so his dad noticed, and he pulled her down and gave her his hoodie, and they took her to, like a medical tent to, like, to fucking go get help, and she was, like, 19 or something. I'm just like, what in the living fuck? Like, I'm glad we are more civilized now and people aren't losing their shit at music festivals anymore.
Like, there's another woman who got pulled into, like, a mosh pit and was being assaulted, and she said, like, considering how packed it was around her and, like, the people who were around her, she was actually scared to yell for help because she thought she was gonna get beaten. And I'm like,
fuck yeah.
And yeah, that was just really depressing to hear. I'm like, wow.
And it's insane to think that that kind of culture, I definitely want to say white male ego.
Oh,
kind
absolutely.
Of culture. It was white male aggressive egoness is still, like, if I were to read that article today, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because it's just like that shit happened then and it still happens now. But this was just a very much a perfect presentation and view of it happening in full force, like, everyone is there to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, Kid Rock saw you fucking hit a girl in the face, you know what I mean? And he egged it on, because he's Kid Rock. I really hate Kid Rock. Kid Rock gave Trailer Park Trash dreams. Because that's honestly, he looks like he was rapping at a truck stop, and someone told him, you should do that for a living. And thus he did. And now he's here.
That's what happens with the entitled
white man. The entitled white man becomes Kid Rock. Honestly, if you're white and you feel entitled, you're Kid Rock.
Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed. There is more than one Kid Rock.
You've just been diagnosed.
I know.
Are you a white male and do you feel entitled? Then you're Kid Rock.
And then
can't wait
Cowboy
to hear
starts
that
playing.
In my commercials.
Ba with the ba starts
oh
playing.
God.
Oh my god. Yeah, that fucking. It was awful. On a brighter side, Vern Troyer was there, rest in peace, as an MC. Mini Me? You don't know Mini Me? What?
I might recognize the music. I don't know. I don't know by the name. I've told you this. You know I'm not good with names.
He was like the most famous little person of like the 90s and 2000s. From,
are you
like,
asking me that
because
I'm short?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, your silence is saying yes.
I was like, I didn't think about that, but yeah, motherfucker.
You think all short people know each other, Jason?
I don't know. Apparently, a person got ran over by a truck during Fatboy Slim's set. And it was like a truck that was trying to get through the people, but no one would move. And it was just very funny.
And so they were just like, well, I guess I'll move them myself.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, the set was stopped momentarily after someone accidentally started to drive a truck into the area after a 10-minute delay.
Yes.
You remember that?
I did see
that. He started to play Kung Fu Fighting before returning to his normal music.
Classic.
And also, like, you know how, like, there was no security? Mm-hmm. Apparently, security was there, but over time, like, these guys aren't paid enough to, like, handle that shit, so they just left. They just fucking ran off.
Well, apparently a lot of them were volunteers, and yeah, they were like, peace out, I'm good.
Yeah, it's
which,
very...
Which, like, same, honestly.
I can't blame them, because they're volunteers doing security, and at some point for it to be too fucking crazy, they just wandered off into the crowd and just blended in. And I'm sure they started fucking rioting, too. Like, it's awful. There was no, there was no, like, whatchamacallit, there was no hotels, everyone had to camp, and even then, like, there were people driving around, running over tents, and there were people that were very lucky to not be run over. Some people got run over by fucking cars. They're just,
well,
like, what the fuck happened?
Well, apparently even some of the performers got turned away from the hotel nearby.
Yeah!
It was so full.
Sheryl Crow couldn't find a hotel room.
And I'm like, damn, they turned away Sheryl
Crow. No one could find
Sheryl
a fucking hotel room.
Crow. Wild.
You turned away the crow. How dare you?
How dare you? She needs a crow's nest. Where will she nest for the night? Lay her eggs.
I could just imagine her on, like, the top of, like, the whole arena, just perched, waiting for her to come on stage, and then flying down.
Is that not what happens in all of her concerts?
I think you're right.
I feel like I've definitely seen footage.
I think
somewhere.
You're right.
Wow, I can't wait for this conspiracy theory podcast.
God. As much as this is a joke, I think we might actually fucking do it now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now
we'll
we have
it.
To do it.
Yeah. Put it on our
music
notes.
Conspiracies are fucking great.
Oh yeah.
They're amazing. How, yeah. Paul McCartney is a clone.
So many clones.
I mean, yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic. He's an immortal.
Yeah, he really is. Like, who wants to clone that?
See, we already have so much content.
He was also
for this conspiracy.
He was also he was also at Woodstock.
Was
people,
he?
I think he was, and I think people loved him. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, like, he was a performer?
I think he was a performer.
Jimmy Fallon
was at Woodstock and performed.
What?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon performed.
How old is he?
I think he had to have been like 19 or 20.
Was he that talented?
Yeah. Yeah.
At music?
I think, yeah, yeah. He's actually not bad. He, like, doing impersonations and play the guitar.
I just see him more of as,
that's
like,
what
a
got him
comedy
on SNL.
Musician than, like, a musician.
It was
musician.
It's really funny to watch him.
I feel like there's a difference a lot of times between, like, comedy performer musicians versus, like,
I think he was doing legit music but through impersonations. And watching him play is like watching a kind of confident kid in high school performing for the talent show. Because it's just him there with a guitar doing random music. And I was just like, Jimmy Fallon was at fucking Woodstock? Yeah, he's had quite the fucking career, and it's so gross. Are you going to look it up?
Yes. I don't.
You're just slowly moving to your
honestly,
iPad.
Honestly, I don't.
Dude, it's
100%
fucking...
believe you.
No, he was there. Jimmy Fallon was there in case anyone knew or gave a fuck. He hasn't aged. He's just gotten fatter.
So is he also an immortal?
I think he might be immortal. But he's not on Mario Lopez level of, like, immortality and youth. Dude, he was there.
I still don't believe you until I
he
see
he was
it.
Fucking there.
Until I see it for with my... Keep talking.
Apparently the tickets at Woodstock cost $157. Which to me is a fucking steal and a bargain. But at that time it was, like, fucking expensive. Because now things are, like, if you go to, like, a festival now, you're spending over $300.
Hashtag inflation.
Unless you just camp, then you're probably paying around this fucking price.
Oh my God.
But did you find it?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
He definitely looks like a 19-year-old who, like, doesn't
I told
the
you.
House.
He doesn't know. Like, he's literally, he looks like he's going to an
He looks like
he
lives
looks like
in his
he
mother.
Meant to walk into an open mic and went to Woodstock.
He looks like he lives in his mother's basement.
Oh, he still did live in his mother's fucking basement.
I believe that.
I totally believe that, yeah. He looks like an only child. That's what he looks like.
I love the guy with the ponytail and the mustache and the soul patch behind him. Like, what a combination.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. My coworker still has like a little soul patch kind of goatee thing. Still has it.
Also, can I just say, he looks so scared in this image.
Dude, fuck yeah. Like, he could get hurt. Like, people would hurt. If people knew what Jimmy Fallon was going to be now back then, they probably would have thrown glass at him.
He was on NBC4 News in 1998.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like pre-SNL.
How is he even doing things this long? I did not know.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's a mystery unto itself, which we can talk about at a later episode.
Do we need to? I feel like we don't.
Yeah, I mean, Fallon's not music. He's more comedy.
If we get real desperate for
topics. Super desperate. There's also something terrible and an abomination that happened was Wyclef Jean tried to channel Jimi Hendrix while playing the guitar and was awful. It was fucking awful. It was almost as bad as burning the American flag, just like Raging as a Machine did. But that was cool, because it was at the part where he was just like, fuck you. You know, what was the fucking lyric again? Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. That's what it was. Yeah, killing a name.
Yes.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yes, that
yeah. was. Yeah, and then they burned the flag, and then people also burned more things. And lost their collective shit.
As people do.
And it's, I mean, it was fucking beautiful. That I totally will support. So many things. Like, God, what else? Like, I really think how, if you look at the 2000s as a whole, you can bottle it up to Woodstock 99. Just on the imagery of itself of, like, everlasting. Of just, like, people were losing their shit to Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know. Which is, like, almost impossible to do. Like, there's no... Like, I can't imagine myself going to the gym or, like, getting in a fight to, like...
And getting excited about Red Hot
to Californication. Yeah, fuck yeah. Like, they're like, there's no way. Great band, but it's such a beautiful image of them performing and fires everywhere. Very Lord of the Flies-ish. And just, like, it was just amazing. It's like, that's really... That was the 2000s. Fires, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and white people losing their shit. Honestly, because didn't white people lose their shit when Obama won?
They're constantly losing their shit, no matter what is happening.
Yeah, easily.
Let's be real, like
easily offendable.
Anything can happen, and they're still gonna be losing their shit.
Easily offendable, and it was just like, you know, that's not bad, and it's very insane. You know, like if you could go back, would you go to this? That is true. I would maybe go. If I knew I could get out, I would go. Like, if I'm away from that bullshit, like, if I'm, like, I don't mind being far away or in the backstage. Like, if I could get to the backstage, fine. But I am nowhere near that pit.
Bold of you to assume you'd be able to avoid it.
Very bold. I don't think I could.
I don't think you could either.
I don't think I could. I'd be a dick if I joined in. You would be like a mile away watching it through binoculars.
Yeah, I'm like, catch me. If I really want to see it, catch me on pay-per-view.
Catch me outside.
Watching it on MTV.
Catch me outside.
Wow.
Awful.
You disgust me.
I mean, honestly. I could never.
Five separate times since.
I could never go back to. I don't think I could really join into that fucking bullshit. Like, there was. That was not fun. It was awful. And I still remember watching the footage as a kid when MTV was there. And they were just like, this is a horrible tragedy. People have been assaulted, all the fires. And you could see that they were not, their expectations were obliterated. Because during the beginning of that weekend, people were like, yeah, this will be fun. 36, yeah, everything's going to be fun. And it just slowly deteriorated. Once all the fire started, just like, yeah, this isn't fun anymore.
What was that one, like, festival thing? That got like really Instagram popular, but then ended up being a complete
Firefest. Yes! This was Firefest. This was Firefest before Firefest was a thing.
Oh my god. God. But, like, Woodstock was already... Fest. But it was already an established thing. Like, it existed and it had proven itself in the past. It's just, it crashed and burned when Firefest never truly existed.
This was Firefest with actual fire. As I'm hoping Catherine has edited that part out, we were scared by our friend.
It was all you. Did you not hear her come in?
I did, but I didn't anticipate her to come in Kramer-esque style.
I could hear
and
the
yell
door
at
being
me.
Messed with, so I figured it was about to be open.
Yeah, and she was just like, hey! I was like, what the fuck?
That was amazing.
Firefest was a fucking thing.
Yep. Oh, but the other thing I was going to say.
Yeah,
was
Firefest.
Okay, so
honestly.
Apparently... Woodstock.com was posting pictures of, like, women without their tops on and stuff.
Yeah,
like, without their consent or anything. And it had captions like, titties and, like, nice boobs. And it's...
Yeah.
Like, the website, the official, like, marketing.
Could you imagine just going to a website, you're like, oh, I need to buy tickets. And you're just like, shop, concert, lineup, titties. You know, like, it's not even under gallery. It's its own subcategory.
Did they have a 13-year-old white boy managing that website?
I know.
Because that's the level of maturity it takes to post a picture of titties saying
with two
titties.
Zeros. With two zeros.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Honestly, like, what a fucking... I'm not going to get over me being scared right now. I was totally frightened.
That was the best part of my day. I hope
yeah,
you know.
So basically, Firefest was attempting to become Woodstock 99, but literally couldn't get any money and jipped a bunch of rich people out to just eating lettuce, cheese, and bread.
Mm, iconic.
Honestly. If Firefest had happened in the 2000s, we would be talking about it. But since it didn't...
I think it needed to happen the way it did.
Yeah, honestly.
It needed to crash and burn.
Yeah. I think Woodstock 99 had to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it had to happen. As much as the awful shit happened, I think it was... I think, like, aside from the rapes, which shouldn't happen, and, like, the assaults shouldn't happen, but I think
Or the fires, or the running people over with cars.
Oh, my God.
Or that one guy who died.
Yeah. It was an event that the world never wanted or needed.
I think there were lessons that needed to be learned.
Yes.
Lessons that need to be learned.
A logistical lesson.
Just, I wish not in such an extreme way.
I mean, yeah, that it was people's fucking lives were ruined after that fucking night. Like, people are scarred from that shit. Like from the guy who raised all the prices on, like, the foods and shit and stole the rapes, the fires, the torching of cars, the explosion of shit. And it was just very awful. But it's a thing that, like, I guess through fate and life and the hand of the Lord had to fucking happen. Yeah, God made this happen. Blame God.
Thanks.
I wish that was the last word in this podcast. Blame God.
We still have to do our bit.
I know.
Unless you had other things you need to talk about.
No, I think I got it out. Cool. Well, aside from hating Creed, the only thing...
That's a whole other thing. On that.
I will say, though, redeemable of Creed, they have a great guitarist. I will say that. That's it. So that was Woodstock, honestly. Like, I was excited to, like, explore it and seeing all of it and reading the stories of other people. I'm just like, this is awful. This was it remains one of the greatest worst things that happened in music. One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fucking shit. How do you feel reading all that shit?
I'm hoping I can disassociate and never think about it again. that's my goal. Blocking things out of my memory is something that I'm particularly good at.
Yeah.
So hopefully a couple months from now, I'll have zero recollection of this conversation.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that's,
I mean, honestly,
that's about how I feel.
Well, you can't, because it'll be on Spotify. It will last forever.
Debatable. Doesn't mean I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, that's very true. Because I just couldn't do it. So, we are... Now, so, what is your album of the week?
You go first.
I go first?
Mm-hmm.
I gave it kind of thought. I was like, I kind of want to save the ones that I had in mind for later. So, I'll go with Nine Inch Nails with Teeth. It was, like, their first album in forever in the 2000s. and it was like short-haired Trent Reznor, who just hit the gym, and people were like, "Whoa, new music!" And they had "Only," which was like the one song that played on the radio all the fucking time.
I even remember that song.
Yeah, because it played says a lot. It played relentlessly on the radio, and it got to a point that I just hated that song. Mm-hmm. I still kind of do. So that's my album of the week.
All right. I forgot to think of one, so I just Googled albums of 2007.
As which is why I made as you I kind first. Of expected you to do.
I forgot. I've had a busy day. But the one I decided I picked from this list, which was an album that I forgot existed until I pulled it up, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I did listen to a lot of songs from this album, and I quite enjoyed it. Icky Thump by the White Stripes. Ooh,
shitty album, but I will...
Yeah, I agree. Still fun, though.
I will give that to you. That's a decent one. I like their last one, the one before that.
I just really love their style.
Yeah, the little.
And this that was their last album. That was their last one. I think it was, yeah.
Oh, that was their last one, yeah. Before they had to break up, like when I heard Icky Thump, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of it.
Yeah.
There's not much else they can do.
Yeah. I'm looking at their albums. And it's basically all just like they existed in the 2000s. The first song I can find is 1999. And the last song I can find is 2010. So they existed in the 2000s.
They knew.
So you know what? I think I had a great pick for that.
Yeah, I mean, you literally did the tail end of that shit.
Yeah.
Jack White knew we were doing this.
Cool. Shout out White Stripes.
Rest in peace, honestly.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah, they were fun.
They had an interesting sound.
They did. Guitar and drums. But, I mean, you know, I was totally there for it. They were not at Woodstock.
You're correct. I couldn't remember any albums of the people we talked about off the top of my head. So.
Ooh, that's true.
And a lot of them were people who were really big in the 90s, especially. They aren't artists who, like, you would think of, like, oh, that's a 2000s artist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, a lot of them were really big, like, before that.
Yeah. I mean, Everclear is very much a 2000s mm-hmm. band. Which we will never talk about on this fucking podcast.
You just did.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I broke my own rule. Up.
I fucked that up. I've been trying to. Since we are now an explicit podcast, I need to find a way to work in explicit things. Like Bukkake.
I knew this was going to be an explicit podcast as soon as I knew you were involved.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah, I mean, you're involved, so it was going to be explicit.
Yeah.
If anything, on language alone.
I was born rated R.
Sorry, I'm just imagining you, like, coming out, like...
With, like, a motion picture, like, association stamp, R.
Oh, my God,
on my
yeah.
forehead.
Rated
like
mature.
I'm an egg. God damn it.
Explicit content.
Yeah, so I think we can both agree Woodstock 99 was happened by fate. But man, it can never happen again. Yeah. So catch us next week when we talk about the fall of Fall Out Boy.
This is the one I'm excited about.
I mean, I'm excited too, because it is amazing to watch your child grow up to only fail at their dreams. And that is ultimately what Fall Out Boy was.
This is a topic very close to my heart. I feel very strongly on this, and I think it very much needs to be talked about.
Dude, it's...
Because it's still a problem that this world is cursed with today.
Yeah, just watching the whole thing happen is mildly pathetic, but we will definitely talk about that next week.
Hells yeah.
So...
And maybe we'll even have this one out earlier than our first one.
I know.
We'll see. No promises. Do not quote me on that.
Follow us on Instagram, because we have one now. Endless memes.
Every 2000s meme I find.
Like anyone, and we'll just slap it on.
If it looks like it was made by someone who understands marketing, I can guarantee it wasn't me.
Yeah, we're not marketers.
Follow for more shitty graphic design.
I mean, honestly, this is what I live for.
Yeah. That's what the world needs. Good, because it's the only thing I'm capable of.
That's what the world needs, honestly. Well, I guess we're done.
Cool.
Bye, everyone.